brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, July 29, 2026. The DCF is asking a sex offender to foster his victim's child. And a biotech school on the North Shore wins $500,000. Rain, wind, low 70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:10 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, family members were alarmed after the Department of Children and Families apparently sent a Salem man a letter asking if he would consider becoming a foster parent for the child of a person he was convicted of sexually abusing 6 years ago. 39-year-old Michael Carr of Salem was convicted in 2020 in Salem Superior Court for one count of indecent assault and battery on a child under 14. He was also convicted of three counts of posing a child in a state of nudity or sexual conduct and two counts of dissemination of obscene material to a minor for coercing the then 14-year-old girl into sending him nude photos and explicit videos of herself. The Salem News reported on the case at the time. Carr served 5 years in prison after pleading guilty to the crimes and was required to register as a Level 3 sex offender. But in a copy of a letter dated July 21, provided to the Salem News, a DCF social worker contacted Carr, explaining that he was identified as a relative or someone important to the family, and asked if he would be able to provide foster care or assist in the placement of his victim's two-year-old daughter. The letter contains no mention of Carr's criminal record, and DCF did not respond to requests for comment for the story by the Salem News. The family said they learned about Carr receiving the letter after he contacted the children's grandmother, expressing confusion as to why he had received the DSF letter. The mother and other family members have now raised concerns over Carr being contacted with a letter containing the full name of the child, as well as why he would even be considered as a candidate, given his status as a registered sex offender and his criminal history with the mother. Bobby Grady reports in the Gloucester Times, Gloucester Marine Genomics Institute's Gloucester Biotechnology Academy recently received a nearly $500,000 state grant to be put toward the Academy's expansion into Boston. The grant comes from the Massachusetts Life Sciences Center Education and Workforce Development Grant Program that recently awarded 68 grants stationwide, make that statewide, totaling $12.3 million. Grant recipients range from public school systems to colleges and universities, as well as nonprofits such as the Academy, which are focused on one of four tracks: elementary and secondary education, out-of-school time, post-secondary education and training, and game-changer matching grants. The Academy received a post-secondary education and training grant to be put toward buying capital equipment or equipment over $5,000 for the expansion into Boston. More news after this break. Sophia Harris reports on itemlive.com. Salem police were notified Tuesday morning of a body floating in the water in the vicinity of Central Wharf. On Tuesday, July 28, at approximately 9:40 a.m., Salem police were notified of a body floating in the water in the vicinity of Central Wharf. The Salem police said in a statement, "We are currently awaiting both the identification of the victim and a determination of the cause of death." And the Newburyport Daily News reports the Institution for Savings recently awarded $134,000 in scholarships to 12 graduating high school seniors across the region, according to President and CEO Michael J. Jones. The annual scholarship program reflects the bank's longstanding commitment to investing in the future of the students in the communities it serves. Each year, the program awards six $20,000 scholarships to students who exemplify academic excellence, leadership, and strong character. Scholarship recipients will recognize during their respective school's commencement ceremonies and awards presentations throughout May and June. The Institution for Savings' $20,000 scholarships are available to graduating seniors from public high schools in the communities where bank offices are located, including Amesbury, Beverly, Gloucester, Hamilton-Wenham, Ipswich, Masconomet Regional, Newburyport, Pentucket Regional, Rockport, Salem, and Triton Regional High Schools. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore. Thanks for checking in.